Jim Koloff, broadcasting with the Magical Mix Kids as we enjoy Orlando, Florida, and Disney World. This is our 21st annual trip to Disney World. Of course, last year, as we mentioned earlier, we couldn't take the trip due to COVID. But this year, we've got all the same families. They've been waiting a long time for this trip, and now they're out in the parks. They're having fun. They are having a blast this year. And all the thanks to you in the Cedar Valley who've made this trip possible. And one of the groups that has made this trip possible from day one is RE/MAX Home Group in the Waterloo Cedar Falls area. All their agents, all their owners have put on an auction every year for this trip and raised over $1 million. Mm-hmm. And Karen Kaiser is here from RE/MAX. And you are not only an owner of RE/MAX, but you are also a board member. You right. felt so strongly about our organization, you joined our board.
Yep. And it's been a wonderful journey. We were just talking, this will be our 23rd auction. It's just to be able to be here with the kids and everything is so rewarding.
And you're a chaperone this year. This is your second time as a chaperone. What is it like when you come down and you see what the money that your organization, RE/MAX, has raised, but see it to go to work? What is it like?
Yeah, it's very fulfilling for one, but just to see these families that you know that their every day is different than ours and that they struggle day after day after day with what's going on with their children, and to be able to just get away and let us take care of a lot of that stuff for them. Just give them a little bit of peace of mind, and just to see the smile on the kids' faces is, just priceless. So.
And why does RE/MAX, for 23 years, why has your organization, your business, supported this group and done all that hard work to put on that fundraiser every year? Why do you do it?
Just for that reason, it goes back into the Cedar Valley for one, and just to be able to have local children, be able to take the trip means a lot. And, it's just, we have fun doing it too. Sometimes it's, a little hairy,
mm-hmm. but for the most part,
but for the most part, it is a lot of fun for us to do too. And I can't stress enough how the Cedar Valley businesses have partaked in, contributing just they're very generous with what they've auctioned over the years.
And we've got an auction coming up again in January.
It is.
It's around the corner.
It is Quack Quack, We're Back. And
I love
it's
it.
Donald Duck and Daisy and is the theme. And we've already started our planning. And so, the businesses can plan on hearing from us here in the next few weeks to see whether or not they would be willing to donate again.
So last year's auction was online only. So
right.
This year we're back in person.
We're back
and
in person.
And we're online, right?
And we're online.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. So it'll be both. For those that, don't want to congregate, they can still participate. So, and it is the last Friday and January 28th. So we'll
mark it on your calendar.
January
28th, 2022.
Yep.
At the
Hilton Garden.
Hilton Garden Inns in Cedar Falls.
Yep.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So
well, thank you for doing
this. We're excited.
This. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
well,
thank you,
RE/MAX,
and thank you for being here yourself.
I know it's fun. I wish everybody could see all the kids and see their happy faces that are going on right now.
Well, that's why we're doing these reports, to let people know that these families really do appreciate this. It means the world to them to get away, something they'd never be able to do on their own.
No.
And like you said, they have a different lifestyle than most of us because of the sickness that their child has. So.
Right. But boy, you wouldn't know it right now if you could see their faces because they're smiling.
Absolutely.
So, yep.
Well, thank you, Karen. Thank you, RE/MAX, for your support over the years. And thank you, Cedar Valley, for making this trip possible. We'll be here through Friday, heading back Friday night, enjoying the wonderful, magical world of Mickey Mouse. Jim Koloff, broadcasting on 93.5 The Mix.